that dark place. Because sometimes as CEOs, as entrepreneurs, as leaders, we focus so heavily on the business, you know, and then, you know, we try to watch, you know, all these, you know, read these business books, watch these business podcasts, whether it's Earn Your Leisure, whatever. So, you know, we're like looking at the numbers, is this working, you know, and all this other stuff. But we're people first and foremost, and we hurt too. You know, we have days where it's like, man, you know, I don't want to do anything. You know, we have moments. Life happens to everyone. And sometimes when your message doesn't match the moment, people like to say stupid stuff, you know, but we're all human. And what I've learned is that moments don't create movements, right?
Right.
Nor is it a truth of who you are. So, you know, when you were, you know, building this thing, right? You launch it. You know, you say I'm about to be the city girl of fitness. Sometimes I would say like the past likes to revisit you. What was that thing that kept you going, like to get to this vision? You said like it happened last year, but what was that thing that like pushed behind you, like I can get there?
Dive into the world of Lola Stacks, the mastermind behind Stacks, a fitness brand redefining women's health and empowerment. Lola, a beacon of strength and resilience, has carefully crafted a platform where women can truly own their stuff. It's more than just fitness. It's a journey of self-love and acceptance. But don't be fooled. Lola isn't just about crunches and squats. She's the epitome of Black woman magic, breaking barriers and setting new standards in the fitness industry. Her approach, a unique blend of fitness inspirations and sex appeal, inspiring women to embrace their bodies and the power within. So if you're looking for a fresh perspective on fitness, Lola Stacks is your go-to. With Stacks, she's not just changing bodies, she's changing lives. Tune into our podcast episode and uncover the magic behind Stacks. Remember, it's not just a brand, it's a lifestyle.
Awesome, welcome back to another episode of the CVMK Show, because it's the best show on the planet. You know why? Because I'm the best host, because it is what it is. Y'all, first of all, thank you. You guys have been amazing. Without the fans, we're nothing. And I want to thank you for the bottom of my heart. Right now, CVMK underscore global, we are at 72,700 followers. I think that's the latest numbers. And it's because of you. It is what it is, underscore show on the ground. But YouTube, I know, look, this is what you got to do. The easiest support is free support. All you got to do is like, share, subscribe. It's one word, four letters, CVMK. You put it in, like, comment, there it is. We're dedicated to really bringing you content that's going to inspire, that's going to inform, but it's also going to get you there, because I believe in faith. I have no shame about it. You know, I like to say I'm like T.D. Jakes mixed with a lot of Kanye West. Not Kanye, maybe more like Jay-Z, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm from Chicago. It is what it is. So, but I'm super excited. Look, we have an amazing guest on today, an amazing leader, somebody that has really blown up the fitness space. Honestly, I came in contact just kind of, whatever, browsing, and, you know, I'm like, the algorithm is crazy. And I'm seeing, I'm watching a video, and she's in a panel sitting down and really talking about just being happy in this leadership space. And it really kind of caught my eye, you know, because I don't just randomly reach out to people. I think you have to first have a story, you know, like it's okay to have a business, but I think people connect with stories. And I was like, you know, this is definitely somebody who we need to talk to on the show. When we return, we have the CEO of Stacks. We have Lola Stacks herself after a word from our sponsors. Lola, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am well. Look, first of all, as I said earlier, thank you. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, because I know you're doing great things. And anytime anybody gives you their attention, their energy, you can't take that for granted, because they don't have to. Nobody owes you anything, right? Mm-hmm. So honestly, from the bottom of my heart, it is an honor to have you on. So look, for those that do not know, just give us a brief story about who you are and how you came to this space.
Oh my gosh. First off, I am Lola Stacks, the city girl of fitness. And my journey to fitness isn't linear. So I have walked many walks of life. I was to be a barber. I cut hair on the rap game. on Jermaine Dupri's show. I was a rapper myself at one point in time. I bartend. I've had many jobs and many walks of life, but fitness, I walked into fitness from as a member joining Fed Fitness. And at that time, I was going through a lot of suffering mentally. So I joined a gym, just trying to find a better coping mechanism into what I was drinking and kind of pretty much out of control. My son transitioned. And so with that being like my seventh miscarriage, and it was due to hospital malpractice, I kind of just, I just checked out. And right after that, I lost my grandfather and then my father. So I went through a time that I felt like I was losing everything. And I kind of lost touch with reality. 3 years of spiraling out of control, going in a downward spiral. I stepped into the gym and just was like, okay, it's trying to pivot. And I really want to say what really kind of forced me to kind of get my act together is when the shooting happened here at Wendy's, and he fell asleep
in the car,
the Wendy's parking lot. And literally 2 days before that, I was drunk sleeping in someone else's parking lot. And I kind of looked at it as like, oh, that could be me, you know? And at that time, alcohol just literally numbed though it was not my fault that my child transitioned, I felt like a failure. You know, I had two baby showers, you know, I lost a lot of blood. I refused a blood transfusion, was in the hospital 2 weeks. And I was just so embarrassed. I didn't want to tell nobody my son transitioned. And it took me 5 years alone to break down his nursery. So I stepped into fitness, and I feel like the world pushed me into a influencer space because I was just working out and people saw me working through the battles that I was suffering in silence about. I speak a lot on checking in on your strong friends, because I'm that strong friend, because I did stand-up comedy too. So you notice all your funny friends, you'll never know something's going on with them until it's almost too late. Yeah. So though I didn't know how to ask for help and I suffered in my silence, I still put out into the world to check on your strong friends, because a lot of us not okay. Mm-hmm. We just don't know how to say that we're not okay. So fitness kind of assisted me on my healing journey, but healing is not a beautiful
experience.
It's not a beautiful journey. I had ups and downs. I gained weight, lost weight. I tell people all the time, some weeks I look like a snack. Some weeks I look like I ate all the snacks, because I did, you know, and I deserved it. So, you know, I never always give yourself grace, because every meal you eat that kind of push you back, you enjoyed it. But that's how I got into fitness. It just was like I went through a whole process of life, and fitness has created discipline and just learning curves. And every day I'm learning to be a better person. I sit back and say, okay, how can I handle this a lot better? Because sometimes you may be the toxic person, and I was a toxic person for a very, very long time, and we may not like to admit it, but you may be the toxic person in somebody's life. And when I was going through my grieving process, I was out of control.
You know, thank you for sharing that. Transparency, I think, is the path to healing. And, you know, as someone who's, you know, my wife and I ended up losing a child, like I know what that pain is. And it's a pain that isn't fair, because it's hard to describe, and it can be embarrassing because you blame yourself for what you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just say, you know, guys, I mean, you can say it, but it's hard to say, I need help, right? Like, I need something and I don't know what, because, you know, my emotions are everywhere. But I think that, and I think this is where the conversation goes, what fitness does, and this has to be the understanding, it's not just about having this amazing body or losing weight or, you know, having abs, getting in shape. Like, these are all great and these are all goals, but it's also a place where healing, you start finding yourself. Like, there's an inner work that goes on, you know, during this kind of pathology. So I want to kind of shift to that, right? So, you know, you go through this kind of 3-year span, right, where everything is just, you know, in the air. And you go into fitness, you go into the gym, you find, you said, look, this is something I'm getting myself into. How did you have the confidence to stay in it? Because something I'm learning, and I don't know if it's true with everyone, right? But a lot of people get intimidated, you know, like they get intimidated in the gym. They get intimidated. They don't feel like this place is theirs. How did you stay in it? And then how did you make it your own?
Well, I would like to say, I feel like the gym that I joined was more so of a community. So
okay.
But any gym I walked in, that is an insecurity of yourself and it's you're projecting, right? And because everybody is in there for the same reason you're in there. You may think that they're looking at you, but they're really not, you know. But even if they are, I always remain tunnel vision. And what I mean by that is my grandmother used to always say, what you eat don't make me is. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true.
Right? Curse on here,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
But, like, what you eat don't make me nothing. So, right. Like, me paying attention to what you got going on is not aiding in my greatness, or it's not aiding in my body. I'm watching you over here doing bent over rows. That's not helping my back.
Right.
I'm right here. Like, if you ever see me work out, I don't look around the room. I don't look.
Yeah.
Only time I look around is if they say, hey, good money. And I'm looking at them like, okay, that's what I need to do. And I'm emulating so I can get myself together. Right.
But
when I joined the gym, it was just something different. The music was pumping. It's a different space. After 21 days, it became a routine, but it took me years to get to the point to where I was actually consistent in implementing my lifestyle balance, right? Because I was still suffering when I started at gym. So I would come work out. I would come work out drunk. Like, I would be in the class drunk, same energy, same vibe, but I drank so much that I was a complete functioning alcoholic to where people don't know when I'm drunk or not, because it's just literally I abuse alcohol that much. I can drink today and won't feel the drunkenness until tomorrow. Like, my poor liver, I tore it up going through that grieving process. So it took a minute. It just became discipline. And then once I started to check myself, because again, I stopped, like, is it me? Am I the drama? I always ask myself that, because I could be the drama. So starting to look at how I handle certain situations and just literally trying to become a better person. It's so hard. I say this all the time. It's so hard to be a happy person, and it's so easy to be miserable. So going to the gym, making myself happy, it took a second. And one thing that I also learned too, you kind of dress how you feel. And I started switching it up. Like, though I felt like my crappiest, I came looking my best. Because when you look good, you feel good, you're going to perform good, right? It's literally how I started doing. Yeah. Because before, I was wearing the big hoodies and the shorts and just in there. But seeing yourself look good and seeing the progress, or being able to imagine where you're going, definitely helped. But the biggest thing that helped me was, once you get your mind together, your body will follow. So the longer I stayed in that negative space, and that the world hates me, and that God chose me, put me through all these battles, I went through battle after battle after battle, like, the longer I was upset that the world was crashing down on me, the harder life kind of was to navigate to find my happiness, because I just was like, why am I always selected? Like, why me? So then I had to start looking at it in a different narrative and start working out and just getting that anger out on the turf, opposed to energy-wise. I stopped matching energy. That's one thing I recently did. Not, I don't want to say recently, but that's one thing I did. Stop matching energy. A lot of times you encounter negative energy in the gym or, you know, out in the world, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to match that energy. They probably got to take an S. They probably got to do this. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm matching energy because you constipate.
Because you constipate, know? Right.
And so I'm mad for no reason, but in reality, you've been holding that doo-doo for a long time and you're just irritated. So, you know, that's why I treat a lot of situations.
No, that's true.
You got to look past what's going on. It's like, oh, baby, that's not me. That's you.
That's you, right? It's like, that's...
You probably got to do it. You got to poop.
We get back. I want to talk about, because you have built something. We talk about you flipped this and you said, I stopped matching energy. I want to talk about, how did you move into this influencer space and, you know, become CEO of this business? As a quick word from our sponsors.
There's a hero in all of us waiting to be unleashed. All it takes is just that one last push. Activate the hero within with CBMK Global Supplements. All natural, steroid free, designed to enhance performance, build muscle, and increase energy. You are unstoppable. You can do this. Become your own hero at www.cbmkglobal.store.
Y'all, look, I brought with me the protein that dropped a couple months ago. This is the chocolate one of The Way. Matches the Jordan 11 color scheme. You got to get it. I'm telling you, it's worth the investment. Okay. www.cbmkglobal.store. You will not be disappointed. Because I make sure the products that we put out are safe. And you know me. You know, I'll tell anybody, you get a free refill with me. You know me. These other guys, you don't know them. Is The Rock going to give you a free? No, hey, let me stop. But www.cbmkglobal.store, where the best elements are. We have everything there. www.cbmkglobal.store. Okay, so you stop matching the energy. You created your own vibe. And from this, you have built something now that is electric, right? That can stand on its own two legs, that has forward movement. When did you know, like, this is it? What was that moment like? Oh, this is it. This is it.
I want to say really last year, because I never played sports in my life. My heaviest, I was 250 pounds. Last year, I just was like, people just was like, oh my God, you're my inspiration. You know, you're my motivation. I look up to you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, me? You know, my ghetto Floridian self, you know? So it just was like, oh, I'm like, oh, y'all don't know. I really don't like working out. I just do it. I just do it, you know? But last year is really when I said, okay, Lola, you have to, I always put my story out there and let people know, like, hey, I went through this and this, like, I don't always put it out there. I let people know, like, hey, this is what I went through and this is how I kind of got here. And this is what helped me. It's more trial and error, you know. But literally last year, I just said, okay, let's go with it. Let's stay in this field. Yeah. Let's move on, because I told you I did comedy, music.
Yeah.
I'm a Jill of many trades. I can do anything. I can change an alternator.
Do you think something I've noticed, and I'm dating myself, you know, I think if I go back 20 years ago, the gym was 80-20, 80% men, 20% women, right? Fitness as a whole was like 95-5, you know. All your Nike athletes were men, you know. That might have been one woman, and she had to be like an Olympian, right? Like
Serena.
or Serena, right? Serena. But now, I would say it's 60-40 female, 60% women, 40% men. And it seems like women are really dominating the space of fitness as a whole. I mean, from athletics to endorsement deals to just everything, it's really driven. I would say the industry has molded itself. Is that a trend that you're picking up, that is really like women are really driving this vehicle now?
I just say us collectively are driving the building. I see amazing women and I see amazing men, sure. But I do love the fact that women have stepped for it more. Like, you know, even as far as with sports, like we're watching women's basketball, and that has not been a thing, like ever, really.
Ever.
like, I can't say since a while, like ever.
Right.
So I think that I love the fact that just in everything that women are elevated and, you know, we're getting our chance at it. But I just feel like I just love that everyone is finding their space and finding their field. And I want to say 2020 kind of did it and made everybody more health conscious. You know, it was a terrible year, but it also put a lot of people on, let me learn how to cook. Let me look at these vitamins. Let me eat my vegetables, because people were so against vegetables. I only drink my vegetables, you know. Mm-hmm. But I just think just collectively, like all of us are doing amazing.
What is the key to this kind of social media craze? I think there's a lot of people that really want to help. Right. I think there's people like yourself that will open up and share something that was really traumatic, really painful to go through and painful to rehash and to think about. And you're really in the service of helping people. And then I think there's also a group that, and I, hey, look, get it how you live. That's you. You do it for the likes. Right. And I, whatever, you know, I'm not even mad at it, you know, just like that's you. But what is, like, how do you separate the two from help to, I'll say gimmick? That's the best word I can come up. I was going to say something else.
Yeah, gimmick is pretty good. That's an amazing word. So I try to keep it as realistic as possible because I never play sports. I say that all the time. So people view me as this strong woman, and I am strong. But I'm also fueled off of hot honey lemon pepper chicken wings too, you know? Damn. And that's what makes me different from a lot of people, because they don't show the good and the bad. Like, they only show the good. Look at me, I'm so strong. Look at me, I am the best. But in reality, that a lot of people, there's some people that took a lot of shortcuts too. And that's fine, but I want people to be realistic with who they're following. Right. Some people have genetics that you will never obtain. Some people have BBLs that you can obtain, but you may not know that they have that, because if you implement fitness in your life and then you go get some work done, if you already have the discipline down, that's fine. Right. You know, I have a few clients that have surgery. I'm for pro, do what's best for you.
Right.
But don't go out there if you're not implementing the discipline. That's what they're not doing. They're operating on these people, and they're doing all this stuff thinking they're going to get this trend or the waist-centered trend. We all want something that's going to get us there fast. But even with me, where I am today, was 6 years in the making. I lost that weight. I lost 100 pounds under 2 years, you know. Mm. Just being consistent, but then the toning, then that was just losing weight. Then I gained it back too, because depression is marathon. You're gonna have some good weeks, some good days, some good months, some bad quarters. You get what I'm saying? Being realistic, I gained, like last year I was 40 pounds heavier because I just was in a dark space, but I was still operating, showing up to work every day for everyone else. I just wasn't showing up for myself. So I was doing my job, my service to the people, but not doing the service to myself. And before I can better someone else, I had to get myself back together. And that's what I had to step back into my purpose again to get back on track. So with me, when it comes to likes and stuff, I don't look at my algorithm. I don't look at my insights. A lot of times I just post. And go it. Because social media can mess up your security, your confidence. That's because true. If you equate a like to who you really are, you're going to think that you're nobody.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have the best work out and you just don't, the algorithm not dealing with you today.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, oh my God, the world hates me. Even if a video don't have a lot of likes, I don't take it down. If it's not going with the flow of my profile, it's still going to be on my page and just won't be on hand to the top. But the whole let me do three reps and act like I work out type situation, I just hate that for the consumers, because a lot of people believe in a lot of cappers.
That's true. Hey, so let's do this. There is truth and then there's truth, right? And I think, and Lola, you hit it on the head. There are ways to advance and speed things up, which you usually we never talk about or disclose. But when we post, you'll get a 30-second clip and think, this is what I need to do, and I'm going to look like this. Like, yeah, over 5 years, you know, with, you know, this investment, and maybe this surgeon, you know. So,
and then it's a lot of the same recycled content, too. I saw one series of workouts from 8 different fitness influencers. So they're saying, oh, okay, this is going to help my hips pop out. Mm-hmm. Doing this. Oh, you want your bra fat? This is, it'd be ridiculous. And then you got all these people just doing this really weird movement for content.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, and don't get me wrong, moving your body is going to help. But you have to be intentional. You have to have some type of structure. And sometimes you got to question, what is this really working out? If you do that movement and you don't, if you saying this is going to be for my lats, yeah, and I'm doing this and I don't feel it in my back and I feel it in my bicep, is either my form is incorrect or where I got my information from is incorrect.
Facts, facts. Look, I want to talk about getting out of the dark place. We're going to cut to a break, but I think the biggest thing is, and you hit it, you said it's a marathon. And there's times, you know, you might catch us in a good season and we're, you know, 10 pounds lighter than normal, more than, and then you might catch us that it's been a bad month. And, you know, I had a lot of Hero's Chicken. You know, I like lemon pepper with mild sauce too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from Chicago, right? I'm from Chicago. It's just a bitch.
Chicago.
So, when we get back from a sponsor, we're going to talk about getting out of a dark place.
Unfortunately, every day is not a day of spring. Life is filled with toxic temptations designed to entice you, to destroy you, to manipulate you, to poison you, to harm you, to cancel you, and to make you sick. And at CVMK, we've designed supplements so that you can fight back. You can be who you were destined to be. You can unleash the hero within. With our signature supplement line, go to www.cvmkglobal.store.
Y'all, I got it with me. I got, this thing is sold out. This is the hottest seller superpower of the pre-workout. But we just rebranded. We did the remix of Warrior Thirst. I want y'all to get Warrior Thirst. First of all, you're just going to fall in love with the design. Y'all understand. We have brought hip-hop to fitness. We're about to change the world. What do you say? We're about to change the world, Biggie Smalls. Not to quote Diddy right now, but, you know, we're about to change the world. www.cvmkglobal.store. So we're talking about getting out of that dark place. Because sometimes as CEOs, as entrepreneurs, as leaders, we focus so heavily on the business, you know, and then, you know, we try to watch, you know, all these, you know, read these business books, watch these business podcasts, whether it's Earn Your Leisure, whatever. So, you know, we're like looking at the numbers, is this working, you know, and all this other stuff. But we're people first and foremost. And we hurt too. You know, we have days where it's like, man, you know, I don't want to do anything. You know, we have moments. Life happens to everyone. And sometimes when your message doesn't match the moment, people like to say stupid stuff. You know, but we're all human. And what I've learned is that moments don't create movements. Right.
Right.
Nor is it a truth of who you are. So, you know, when you were, you know, building this thing, right, you launch it, you know, you said, I'm about to be the city girl of fitness. Sometimes I would say like the past likes to revisit you. What was that thing that kept you going? Like, to get to this vision? You said like it happened last year, but what was that thing that like pushed behind you? Like, I can get there.
Oh, when I felt like, it's gonna sound so cliche.
No, go for
it. But when Dory said, just keep swimming off of Finding Nemo,
yeah,
it's literally like, if I stop now in the storm, I am just gonna suffer in this storm. But if I just, every day, I just take a little bit of strength just to get past that, just keep going, no matter the momentum. Some days I might be moving quickly, it may move smoothly, efficiently, and some days I might be dragging. You know, and if I need to take a break, I take a break. Me, a mm-hmm. lot of people are like, oh, when you're your weakest, go harder. Like, no,
she said, no.
I'm taking a nap. I'm about to go take a nap, and I'm gonna revisit this. And that works for me. That makes some people just want to like, I am a warrior, not I. I'm taking a nap, and then we can see where we're at. You know, so that's really just how I kind of manage my seasons. Days really get me. And so, you know, like, my brother was murdered on my birthday, you know? So it took me a long time to celebrate my birthday, almost 10 years. My first time celebrating my birthday was 2 years ago. This year, I did a little bit better. I just posted a flyer last year, just like, hey, just pull up on me at Onyx, you know? And then this year, I kind of did the same thing. Kind of just did it by word by mouth, because it's always been hard for me to feel like, oh, let me celebrate, but then also think about him and just be like, dang, you know, it's just a day, another one for me, and another one he's not here. So, you know, and then the fall typically is everyone's down season, right? There's just when the cold, you don't want to move around, kind of want to stay put. That's where you gain your weight. That's where I took all my losses at. You know, my son, August, you know, my grandfather, my father, all during that time, October, November, you know. So it's like back to back. So I have a season to where, okay, I made it through this hump. Okay, here's the next one, you know. And to not put that energy around people. So recently I've been working on, whenever a lot of people rely on my energy, because I try to vibrate good energy. That is my goal, right? But whenever I don't feel that my energy is good enough for everybody, I just pull back and I just go in my little corner and, like, you know, like a wounded animal, and I just try to just heal away from everybody. That stresses people out, that I notice, because like, oh, what's wrong with her? Like, she's not talking to me. And it's not a you thing. It's a me thing. It's a me trying to get myself together. We've all been around a person that's unhappy, and then it's like they try to make everybody else unhappy because they're not happy. And that's not me. I'm just like, let me go over here and be mad in this corner by myself, you know. But now I've been working on letting things go better, you know, just like, you got a doo-doo. You know what I'm saying? It's literally how I treat people now. It's like, oh, you constipated, so let me not pull myself away because I'm having a bad day, and I'm not going to make my day any worse because you got to poop. Right. So that's how I've been operating. I always tell my clients who are going through suffering, is a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. The day you choose, I'm going to be happy, it's going to be so hard, because you're going to find all the reasons not to be happy. Mm-hmm. But once you find, like, oh, baby, I woke up today, I got roof, I got money for gas, I can go buy me some wings. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, just find the smallest thing that's going to make you happy. Then try to smile and not frown. Now, I'm not saying walk around being weird, just like walk around smiling, but it's just like, look pleasant. Even when you force yourself into like a pleasant smirk, you're going to feel a lot better. These small tactics has helped me heal, and just acknowledging my toxic traits. Once you start acknowledging your toxic trait, like I said, my toxic trait is when I feel like I don't have it, I don't talk to nobody, I go be in my corner. That's a toxic trait, because that could be hurting someone who may want to be there for me, or I'm not communicating what's going on because I want to suffer in silence. I'm suffering in silence and I don't know how to communicate that, right? Mm. So every day for me is a learning lesson to situations. Even in this moment right now, like when we finish this interview, I'm always going to ask myself, what did I learn from this? And what can I do better from it? Every situation, you can encounter somebody at the gas station, and in that very moment, it could be a learning lesson. I feel like it's a learning lesson in everything. Either in, oh, dang, I missed traffic. You know what? If I didn't do this and did this, I would have been able to happen that. So now I know I need to leave 5 minutes before this time, around this time. You know what I'm saying? So I just try to implement better programs of plan, programs of action to make my life better and also just be more of a pleasant human being. But we're all a work in progress. But again, this is out of it.
I like it. What is, and I want to thank you again, I know we're coming to the close, but what is the vision, right, for Staxed? A lot of, I think, the good part about the fitness industry is that there's so many different levels of fitness that it doesn't have to look like anything. It can be your thing, right? Mm-hmm. But it's how to, but I think everybody has a specific vision because nobody can do it all, right? So for you and where you want to take this company, what is the vision for Staxed?
Stat is, for one, I'm creating a community. Like if you join, go on my website, stat.com, yep, and you'll see the connection. I want to join a community of many, many people to where, one, they can connect with one another if they want to support, you know, put out their podcasts, or if they have small businesses, you have a hub of people where you can talk to as far as your fitness journeys or what's working for you, or are you intermittent fasting, or, oh, girl, you're going here. I'm all about lifestyle and balance. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, even with my water bottle, it's a water bottle. They're going to say it's a fast, but a hater going to say that. But
this is a water bottle. That's the water bottle. That's super great. You know,
but it's just all about, like, being realistic and finding who you are in this fitness world. Because sometimes we can try to take the identity of others, but don't know how to be who we are. I am inable. I am authentically myself. I don't try to be like nobody else. If I got a rat tail down to my ankles, you know, you get what I'm saying? And that's why I always tell my clients, what my grandmother said, what the next person eat don't make you is.
Yeah.
So once you apply that, because we already know, when you start losing weight, when you start getting into fitness, you know, you're already going to feel insecure because you're going to feel like you should have been further along if you would have started a long time ago. You go into that, oh, yeah, I should have started last year. I would have been so further along. Or I remember when I was skinnier at this time, right? We go through that. Then you start losing weight, then your family and friends don't lose too much weight because your head going to be big. Once you make it past that stage, that's where a lot of people fall off, because now they're feeling like they're getting too big. In reality, your peers are projecting that this is where they wish they're not strong enough to be at. Someone told me I was wasting away. Another person told me I was crackhead skinny. You want to be this skinny. You
know, hello. And
I can't get mad at that. At first, though, you know, at first I was like, whoa. But then I'm like, you know what? That's you. You want to be where I'm at. And I can't get mad at you with projecting your insecurities on me. You know, but I have to be strong enough to notice that. And when you start your journey into fitness, these things happen all the time, girl. Your head gonna get too big, or you getting too skinny, and you have to make sure that you're confident enough in yourself. So with Stat, I always want to start with your mental health. How are you doing? How is your mental? Because when you ask someone how you're doing, we are so conditioned saying, I'm fine, I'm well. But if I say, how's your mental health? Then you kind of think like, wow, that's a deeper question that we're not conditioned to answering. Because even when we're not doing well, we're doing great. We're doing amazing. Yeah. We're conditioned to say that. So one, let's check in on your mental health. Two, you got to give yourself grace.
Yeah.
I want everybody in my community, everybody on my team to give yourself grace. It's okay to not be okay, but you cannot bask in that misery. Like I told you, I'm going to take a nap, me. I may take a nap every day for 3 days. Then on that fourth day, I'm like, okay, girl, let me face these problems, you know? And then if I got to take another nap, I'm going to take it. you know, but I'm not basking in that misery. I have to go ahead and acknowledge what needs to be done and then doing it. After you give yourself grace, then there's where the discipline comes, because you're not giving yourself grace. You're going to always be in this negative mindset, and I don't want that, because, all right, you're going to nitpick. You're not giving yourself grace. You're not loving yourself where you're at. You're going to nitpick. And then when you get fine, you're going to find more things wrong with you. That's why with my clients who look for the surgery route, okay, before you do it, go ahead. That's fine. You got to love yourself where you're at right now, because right. You're going to go ahead and get that butt, and then you're going to go get some breasts. Then yep. You might go add a chin. Then yep. You might add some eyebrows and some yep. cheekbones. And now you're looking like a scary person. Because you did not know how to love yourself. You get good. You go ahead and lift that booty cheeks up, girl, and live your life. But you got to love yourself where you at before you start carving yourself to what you think you want to be. You got to be confident in who you are, your heart, the inside. You got to heal the inside, and the outside is going to follow, you know. And that's the main thing that I want for my team, for Stacked Up, to feel, because I had to do it myself. When I went down a downward spiral, it was bad. Didn't look good. Even when I gained all the weight, didn't look good. I had to heal my mental first, and then my body followed. But I also had to love myself when I had the big booty with the stomach to match. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When I was built like a pregnant seahorse, I had to love myself with all the curves and crevices, so then I could appreciate the iron board. You know? I get you. So it's just like, that's why I just want, everyone at my team just to have fun and enjoy it. Because if you be too hard and too serious with this crap, it's going to depress you.
Yes.
And you're looking at the next person, oh, she doing a hot pool. Watch me do this hot pool. It's going to depress you. Just vibe, twin. Sign your name.
I like that. My twin. Look, when we return, we're going to ask where we can connect with Lola. Lola, you've been amazing. When we return, we're going to, you know, give handles where they can connect with you after this word from our sponsors.
I literally just tried the best pre-workout on the planet. With Superpower pre-workout, you have increased focus and a power boost every single time you work out. It's not only packed with 225 milligrams of caffeine, but it also has citrulline and creatine. It's insane how much energy and focus I had during my workouts. If you're ready to take your workouts to the next level, then ditch your current pre-workout and get the Superpower pre-workout to be your own hero.
Y'all, www.cvmkglobal.store. Until it goes down, it goes down. Lola, you have been absolutely amazing. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. People watch this and they say, man, I want to connect with Lola. I want to join the Stacks community. How can they reach you? How can they connect with you? How can they support you?
First of all, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at LOLASTAXX. My website is staxxd.com. If you go to the groups, join the connection. I just released a two-week BBL clinic, butt, back, and legs workout. That's free for 2 weeks. You can go ahead and join that program, and it will slowly help you and assist you with your journey into fitness. I always have an open door. So for those who are suffering in silence, those who lost kids and just trying to find their way, because postpartum is hell. And mm-hmm. being a woman and have to endure such pain, but you got to show up every day for yourself and act like nothing happened. It's a lot. So sometimes we don't know, and sometimes the people around us aren't the best, because a lot of people around us put a healing time limit on your healing. You know, even with my grief, it took me 8 years to be like, okay, girl, woo. So again, Lola Stacks, LOLASTAXX, website staxxd.com. Join the connection. And again, my door is always an open door policy if you just want a trauma dump and you need a little bit of guidance.
Y'all connect with Lola, hit it up on the gram, hit her up on TikTok, go to the website, sign up. One thing about it, support gets supported. Join the community, you know, be inspired, be healed, be led, And if you want to keep seeing amazing leaders like we have on today, you know what you got to do. YouTube, one word, four letters, CVMK. Instagram, it is what it is, underscore show, CVMK underscore global. CVMK 33, for them that know, they know. TikTok, CVMK Globe. Fan base, CVMK Global. Snapchat, CVMK Global. It's all the same thing. X, CVMK Global. I want y'all to connect with us, y'all. I want y'all to get it. I'm telling y'all, this right here, the way. And if you're a vegan or you're in a plant-based, I had it right here. I forgot I had it right there. Transform. Look. www.cvmkglobal.store. And until next time, guys, thanks.
If you think exercise alone got me looking like this, well, think again. CVMK Global Super Thick got me right. I'm obsessed, and yeah, I won't stop talking about it because it helped me grow in all the right places. Its creatine provides a fast and reliable way to increase your power, size, and shape, and it's scientifically proven to help you reach your physical goals in a safe, controlled manner. So if you want to increase muscle size, pump, and thickness in your muscle groups, you need Super Thick.